your phone has recording capabilities.
So Lamaisa tonight, as we know, is Lag BaOmer. So there's an Indian to learn. Sometimes you learn from a tzaddik, you learn from on the yard site. Lamag BaOmer is the day attributed to the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So we have a Mishnah here, not all we have, unfortunately. But there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. As you'll sometimes notice, Pirkei Avos, like Mishnayos in like different Sfarim or like in different places. But where I have it, where I looked it up, it was in the fourth parak, Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah there says like this. It says, Rabbi Shimon Oimer. And there's a Rashi in Shavuos, Masechet Shavuos, discusses, or it tells us that pretty much Stam Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is referring to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because it's awesome. Sometimes say Rabbi Shimon didn't say who is the son of, but Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Mishnah is like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shlosha Ksarim Him. There are three crowns. Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Shem Tov. Right? Kahuna, as we're aware, we have Kohen Levi Yisrael, talking about the Kahuna. Right? We don't have the vote in the base of Mikdash nowadays, but that was their job. They served Hashem in the base of Mikdash. The Keser Malchus, right? The Keser Malchus also, we don't have Malachim nowadays, but if you go back to Navi, there was an Azman where there were Malachim, and the Keser Torah. So then the Mishnah says, one more, there's a Keser Shem Tov is Oile Al Gadim, but the Keser Shem Tov, the crown of a good name, a Shem Tov, a good name, is Oile Al Gadim. It rises up above all of them. Now, some of the Farshim do point out that it says there are three Ksarim, Keser Shosh Ksarim Haim, there's three Ksarim, but then it mentions four, it says Keser Shem Tov. So I believe, so some of the Mepharshim deal with that issue. We're not going to deal with that tonight. But let's focus in, and we're going to focus on the Keser Torah. But if you do have it, we're going to quote it from Avos Debri Nasan. So there's something called Masechtas Ketanos. If you ever notice that if you go to the shelf and you take out a Nezikin, and any Nezikin, there'll be something called Masechtas Ketanos. So these small Masechtas, which included there is Avos Debri Nasan. So it says it like this. It says, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon says, Shloisha Ksarim Him, there are three crowns, Eluhim, these are them, Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Shem Tov, Ola Al Gebehem. So he says, Keser Kahuna Keser, what's the Keser Kahuna? How does one acquire Keser Kahuna? Afilu Naisim Lai, call Keser Vizav, Shibayim, even a person paid all the money in the world, ain't Naisim Lai, Keser Kahuna, you're not going to give him the Keser Kahuna. He can't tap into Keser Kahuna. He can pay all the money in the world, but he has no shaychus to Keser Kahuna. He can't be a Kohen if he's not a Kohen. He wasn't born a Kohen. He wasn't a Yichus. He can't be a Kohen. Shenemar, Araya, as the Pasuk says. Vahaisalo, Ulizaro, Acharov, Bris Kahunas, Olam. Regarding Pinchas, I believe it says that it will be for you, your Zera, your offspring, after you, a Bris Kahunas Olam. It will be an eternal covenant, right? Eternal for you, for your Mishpacha. Right? Nobody can buy in. Keser Malchus. Afilu Naisin Kol Keser Vizav Shabbat. Even if you give all the world, you can't buy into the kingship. Right? In some countries, if you have a lot of money, okay, you can be the ruler, you can be the king. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, you have to be a part of the offspring we're going to see of David Melech. As the passage says, V'David Avdi Nasi Alem Li'olam. David, he's going to be the eternal leader over Klal Yisrael. Aval Keser Torah, when it comes to the Keser Torah, when it comes to the crown of Torah, ain't okay, it's not true. There's a way to get in. A Malach Shel Torah, through a Malus with Torah, through a person toiling in the Torah, Kol Aroitzi Litol, Yavo V'yitol, anybody who wants it, come and take. The Torah is open, that anybody who puts in the requisite effort and toil can be Matzliach. Can be successful, can obtain, can be zoicha in the Keser of Torah, in the crown of Torah. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, how they called some lachu lamayim. Anybody who's thirsty, who's say meya, anybody who's thirsty lachu lamayim, he should go to the water, go to find the water. We know Gemara Baba Kama, if you remember Baba Kama, Gemara darshins ain mayim elatar, that the mayim is a representation, it's referenced to as, it's alluded to as an allusion to Torah. For anybody who's thirsty, anybody, right? Anybody, as long as a person fulfills the prerequisite, amalah shel Torah, person toys the Torah, he can also be zochet to the keser of Torah. So let's go back to the Mishnah for a second. We didn't exactly explain all the what exactly the keser shem tov is. But if you look, well, the only couple you have it, but in the bottom is the Perush of the Bar Tanura. He's one of the classic Perushim on Mishnayos. So he says, what's the Keser Shem Tov? Mi sheyesh biyado maisim tovim, ushmos tova machmas maisim. It's a person who has his good deeds, and he has a good name. He has a good reputation based off of his actions, what he does. So the Mishnah is telling us that a Keser Shem Tov, having a good name, having maisim tovim, is oila gebehim. It's sort of like the on top. Now, again, we pointed out before, doesn't mean Mefarshim asked Akasha, then they explain, doesn't mean that there's a fourth crown. They explain how to get around that. But I believe Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah explains as follows. That, what does it mean it's Ola Gebehem, that the Keser Shem Tov? He says that the only way that a person can be Zoche to all of these other attributes of Keser Malchus, the Keser Kahuna, Keser Torah, is through Keser Shem Tov, through Maisim Tovim, through a person perfecting himself, working his midos, person having good character traits. Only in that way can a person be zoche to fulfill each of these Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, Keser Torah. It's through the Keser Shem Tov. Right, which, as we pointed out, is a representation of having a good character with Maisim Tovim and having a good reputation. So, again, we wanted to learn this l'schus Rabbi Shimon on the Hilula, but I think that there's one other layer here, right? Because we might think to ourselves, look, what does it say? It says Amalos Torah. We have to be with the toil of Torah. The only way we look at the Keser Torah is through toiling in Torah. And we might say to ourselves, but, you know, to sit and to toil into Torah, you have to have the kalim, you have to have the vessels, you have to have the abilities, you have to have, you know, if I don't know how to read Chinese and I just sit down and I start, I'm not gonna understand the Chinese. I don't know how to read Chinese, right? So sometimes we feel like, look, I'm sitting down, I'm reading Gemara, it's Aramaic, I really don't know what it's saying, or I'm having a tough time. You know, there's a big difference. Right? If you don't know what it's saying and you're having a tough time, there's a world of difference between the two. But, you know, we might say, look, what am I supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to succeed and to be zochet to the Keser Torah when I'm lacking, and we'll call it my abilities, I'm lacking so many things. So I think the answer lies in the same possible quote. When it came to Keser Torah, we said, how do we know that anybody can be zochet in the Keser Torah? It says, called Sama Luchu Lamayim. Anyone who's thirsty, go to the water, go get the water. So if you look the Pasuk up, you look at the Pasuk inside, there's a little bit more to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, it's in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Hei, first Pasuk Aleph. It says, Hoy called Sama Luchu Lamayim. Anyone who's thirsty, go to the water, go get a drink. Basher Ein Lo Kesef, even if you have no money. Ain lo kesef, even with no money, l'chu shivru v'achlu, u'l'chu shivru b'loy kesef, u'b'loy mechir yayin v'cholav. Still, you should go, you should buy, you should eat, you should get everything you need, b'lo kesef, without any money. So, how does that teach us anything? How does that help us with anything? The pasuk there, again, it's obviously a different context, but it was referring, person can go and buy food and get what he needs. If he's thirsty, he can go get water, mayim, ein mayim el Torah, even without any money, without any kesef. So I think the answer lies in another Mishnah Pirkei Avos. There's another Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And the Mishnah says like this. Rabbi Yoinis son Oimer. Rabbi Yoinis says, "Kol mekaimas haTorah me'oni, sofu lekaima me'osher." Anyone who fulfills the Torah, quite literally, out of poverty, in the end, who mekaim the Torah out of me'osher, out of wealth. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is, look, you know, in the times of the Tanaim, they wouldn't have any idea the affluence that we have. Even the poorest person nowadays is like, would be like a rich man to them. So, you know, it quite literally means that it was a very big struggle for them. So in a literal sense, they were destitute, but yet they still feel the Torah. So they should be zochim one day, they should hopefully, if they, as long as they continue being mekayim the Torah, fulfilling the Torah, okay, they'll be zochim one day to fulfill it in a better way, in a way with more money. But the Medrash Shmuel explains the mission like this. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. One there. Verse says like this. He explains what does it mean? Kol mekayim es haTorah me'oni. One who is mekayim, who fulfills the Torah out of poverty. In the end, mekayim the Torah out of ashirus, with wealth. He says like this. Kol mekayim es haTorah me'oni hadas. One who's mekayim the Torah, but he's lacking his das. Not that he's a katan, he's a shotev, but he doesn't have the knowledge. Even though he doesn't have all the understanding of the Torah, but who mekayim masha shama oyado? But he keeps what he hears or what he knows. Sometimes, okay, we're not familiar with certain halachas, but we hear that the Rav said this is the halacha, we keep it. We have a year of Hashem, and we keep that, even though we're not so familiar. We didn't learn all Shulchan Aruch, we didn't learn all Kol Torah Kula, but we hear something, okay, I'll keep that. Or something that we did learn, we learned on our own, and we're Makai in that. Even though we have very little knowledge in Torah. So full Lekaima Me'osher, Dato Yisbarach. In the end, we'll be Makai with a lot of knowledge. Shehu, where that knowledge come from? Shehu yashpia lo mechachmaso. That where Hashem himself is mashpia on us, Hashem, he gives to us from his own chachma. And when Hashem sees that we push and we try and we work hard, even though we're not as knowledgeable, that, okay, we didn't spend years and years in yeshiva, we had a couple years in Israel, maybe less than a couple years, but we're trying, we're pushing, and we're really trying to make strides in our learning, and it's not easy, and it takes time. But if we're mekayimin out of a nias adas, even a lack of knowledge, we don't know so much. In the end, Hashem, who mezakes, out of his own chachma, he'll give us from his own chachma to be zoch, to be kind of Torah, ma'ashirus, with great wealth. So anyone can be zoch to the kesef Torah. It takes time, it takes effort. We have to have a plan, right? You want to build a building, you have a blueprint, nothing's going to get done. We have a plan. How can we do this? How can we be zoch to the kesef Torah? But we can't say, I have so many years, they're all wasted. You know, I have one foot out of the door. You know, I'm almost out of this place. What am I going to do? It's not an answer. Because even though right now, maybe we're being nias adas right now, we don't have all the knowledge we need, we don't have all the skills we need, we don't have the tools we need. But the Mishnah tells us, the Medrash Shmuel tells us, if we're mekayim the Torah out of a nias, even though we try, we push, even though we don't have all the vessels, all the kalim, all the abilities to stagger we want to in the Torah, even though we don't have that right now, but we keep pushing, we keep trying. We keep trying to excel. We keep putting in the toil, the effort. One day, we'll mekayim ma'ashiris with great wealth. Now, we discussed the idea of kesef Torah. And there was someone named Rav Yosef Shol Natanson. Now, he was a Rav. He died in 1875. He was Rav in Lemberg. And he was Kesser Shel Torah. He was the Kesser. He had the Kesser Torah. And the mice is told over from Rav Shapsi Franklin, not the Shach. Rav Shapsi Franklin. Anybody who learns the Rambam, there's a set of the Rambam. It's called the Franco Rambam. So he put the funds together to have that put together, the Franco Rambam. It's special in the back, it has Atma Kuros. It's called the Franco Rambam. So he had a father-in-law. His name was Nechemia Kornitzer. Reb Nechemya Konitzer. And Reb Nechemya Konitzer, he lived in Krakow. Right? Krakow is the place where the Ramah hailed from. The Ramah's yurt is also on Lag BaOmer. And he was from Krakow. So his father-in-law, Reb Yosef Shol Natanson, who was referred to as the Divrei Shol, he had a sefer, I think we have it here in the basement. There's, he has a sefer called the Divrei Shol. So he's referred to as the Divrei Shol, sorry, the Shol Umeshiv. He has a sefer Divrei Shol also, but he was referred to as the Shoel Umeshiv, Shol Umeshiv. He has a sefer called Shas and Shuvah Shol Umeshiv, right? Ask and he would answer, Shol Umeshiv. He has a sefer called Shol Umeshiv. He's referred to as the Shol Umeshiv. So his father-in-law was Yosef Nechemya Konitzer, who's from Krakow, and he told the Maisa like this. That was on one Lag BaOmer, that the Divrei, that the Shol Umeshiv, he was traveling and he came to Krakow. He was traveling on Lag BaOmer. He ended up in Krakow on Lag BaOmer. And the custom was, when you're in the city, you go meet the Mar Da'asra. You go meet the Mar Da'asra, who's the head of the city. So that's what he did. So this Shol Umeshiv, Yosef Shol Natanson, he went to go meet the Mar Da'asra. His name was Rav Avram David, he was also a bezin in the city. He goes near Rav Avram David. Rav Avram said, I hail the guest. He says, no, why don't you tell us a shikol Torah? L'chavod ilul divri Shimon on Lag BaOmer. Tell us a divri Torah, some divri Torah. He says, divri Torah. Let's speak and learn. He says, okay. So says the Shol Umeshiv. He says to Rav Avram David, the Rosh Bezdin, the Mar Da'asra. He says, okay, this is what we're going to do. You're going to start from Maseches Brachos. And every time, I want you to mention to me, we're going to speak and learning every time Abaye and Rav is mentioned. We're going to start Maseches Brachos. Every time Abaye and Rav is mentioned, let me know. We'll talk about it. Every time not, skip over. So he accepted it. Avram David said, okay, let's do it. So they start Maseches Brachos. And they say the story that the Divrei Shol, Shol Umeshiv, he puts his elbow on the table, he rests his head on his hand, he closes his eyes, and Rav Avram David starts. He goes through Maseches Brachos, says good, very good. Now Shabbos, he goes through every time Vayin Rav is mentioned, he goes through Shabbos, good. Erevin, he starts, goes through Erevin, he's going and going. Moe, Nashim. So it's told over, Nechemya Konitzer says he wasn't exactly sure where, but it was somewhere in Nezikin, around mid Horios of Odazar. He wasn't sure exactly where, but somewhere in Nezikin, the Shol Umeshiv, he opens his eyes, he gives the bang on the table, he says, it's enough. Remember, Rav Avram David, he started Maseches Brachos, and he went all the way through Nezikin, mentioning every Abaye and Rava in Shas. And the Shol Umeshiv says, somewhere in Nezikin, it's enough. You've now missed 33. You skipped over now 33 Abaye and Ravas. We're done. Meaning, it was Lag BaOmer, right? The 33 of the Omer. So now that you've skipped over 33 Abaye and Ravas, okay, we're done. What Keser Torah? This is Baal Peh. This wasn't with the Gemara. This is Baal Peh. Baal Peh, these two Gedolim were reciting, they're going over the Torah Hashem, Baal Peh, mentioning every Abaye and Rava up until Seder Nezikin. And at that point, the Shol Umeshiv said, okay, you've missed 33. And at this point, he didn't tell him as it's going. He says, you missed 33. Now we can stop. So, what you mechazik from this to be Amal in Torah, to toil in Torah, and to never take our eyes off the prize. You know, okay, the Keser Torah, somebody may be very large, maybe for us, okay, we'll look at, we'll see the Keser, maybe it won't be as big, but we have to have goals, we have to have she'ifos, we have to strive, we have to try to reach heights and realize that we can reach them. Even though maybe now we've been yesadans, we're lacking certain areas, but to realize, as the Mishnah tells us, misofo mekayim ma'oni me'ashiris, Mi'enu Mekayim, the Torah Nashirus. And at this time, right, sort of a transition, right? Well, we don't really have time to talk about it, but okay, Mr. Shem, for another time. Shuzoche, and a preparation for Matan Torah, Shuzoche, the Keser Torah, Amelis Torah, Shuzoche, together.